married and having children, converted to the Catholic faith, and is now a, quote, married priest, unquote, in the Catholic Church. This began among the Anglicans, or the Episcopalians, with whom I've been working for more than 30 years. As you know, Episcopalianism, or Anglicanism, is in very difficult situation. I understand only about 5% of the Anglicans in England ever go to church. 5%. Yet, as you also know, Anglicanism is completely supported by the government. All the churches built by the English government, every Anglican pastor is supported, and most are married, and their family, by the English government. It began with Henry VIII, remember? And he discarded his married wife, Catherine of Aragon, and married his mistress, Anne Boleyn. And I worked, as I say, with these Anglicans for years. I would say about 3,000 Anglican pastors have become Catholic. They had wanted to become Catholic many years ago, but being married, most of them are married, and all the popes until the present Holy Father said, no, either you leave your wife and children, and then, well, you will be ordained. The present Holy Father changed the law. The purpose was the same as happened among the Orthodox. Over the centuries, as you know, the Eastern, what they call themselves, Orthodox churches, they broke with Rome in the 13th century for two reasons. One, because their priests wanted to marry. Did not want celibacy. Secondly, their people wanted a divorce and remarry. One pope after another said, no way. So they broke whole nations, broke with the Catholic Church. And over the centuries, these Eastern Orthodox sometimes a parish, sometimes a diocese, sometimes a large part of a country, to return to the Catholic Church. And the Pope said, you may then, for the priests, Orthodox have out of priesthood, you may exercise your priesthood, but there is no divorce with the right to remarry for the laity. Clear? The present Holy Father then changed the law, and he allows now not just the Orthodox, which have been going on for centuries, but the Anglicans, Lutherans, and others to remain with their families, wife, and children. In every case, however, unlike the Orthodox, these Protestant pastors, I repeat, Anglican, Methodist, Lutheran, whatever, they must all be ordained priests. The church does not recognize any ordination as valid except the Eastern Orthodox. And consequently, if they want to become priests, then the Holy Father has to have a specific permission from the Holy Father. They may be then ordained priests and then continue living with their wives and children. However, in every rescript, every time that is granted, it is made clear by the Holy Father, if your wife dies, you cannot remarry. Secondly, this will not hold for the future. In other words, only individuals who had been in the, say, Anglican presbyterate, as we may call it, pastors, only they may be conditionally, if necessary, or absolutely preordained, and with their wives and children. But in every case, it is stated, if your wife dies, you cannot remarry. And in every case, it is stated, this is not true for anyone else except those who are, well, clergymen, ministers in their own church. And the reason is because tens of thousands of Protestant ministers over the years have wanted to become Catholic, but they could not remain with their wives and children and be ordained to the priesthood. I have worked with such people over the years, have helped them to enter the church, and then helped them to get a rescript from the Holy See to be ordained as priests. Because, as you know, celibacy is not a divine law for the priesthood. Celibacy is, of course, what Christ himself practiced. And those of us who take a vow of consecrated chastity as priests, of course, then we practice celibacy as priests. However, there is no danger, sisters, of the church ever changing the law of celibacy for the Catholic priesthood.
Father, these Protestant priests does that want to become Catholic and then have to be ordained. Do they have to go to the seminary?
Yes.
How many years?
Yes. Yes. They have to go through the seminary, get a training. Now, depending on the training which they receive, for example, one of my converts from the Anglican ministry,